Sabbath School Lessons from the Bible. The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant. How can it be that the Most High of the universe is willing to make a covenant with you? How can it happen that a relationship with your Creator may succeed? Wednesday. Sign of sanctification. You shall keep my Sabbath, for this is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I, the Lord, sanctify you. Exodus 31, verse 13. Here we have a piece of art made by the Austrian artist Maximilian Janča. And we can see the two tablets of stone with the Ten Commandments. Here they are. And we can see what happens down there. Someone is trying to change this commandment. You see a hand, and you see the hammer, and you see someone working. And you hear the sound. Someone is going to change the Ten Commandments. The Sabbath is a sign. Everyone can see it. And someone hates this. The devil. He hates it so much. Because every seventh day, this sign appears. When people start walking, driving to church, riding on bike, on horseback, on camel's back, on ass back, whatever, on your foot, those who are around you, they can watch you leaving your home and going somewhere. Maybe someone will follow you to find out, where do you go Saturday morning, every Saturday morning? And therefore, the devil hates it so much. It's a sign of sanctification. If you celebrate the Sabbath day, everybody can take a photo of you in your clothes. It's something which can be seen. It can be seen with your eyes. You can't hide it when you celebrate this day. It's visible for everyone who is in the near. Those who can watch you are able to watch the Sabbath day. So, the devil doesn't like that at all, because when you sanctify this Sabbath, you act according to God's will. And the devil hates every act, any act that shows your obedience to the Lord. He doesn't like that at all. Therefore, tuck, 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 can you hear it? Working, changing. He's working on a doublet of stone. And 1,700 years ago, the emperor of the Roman kingdom, Constantine the Great, he, in the year 321 in March, made this law, this Sunday law. It was made by a Roman emperor. So whom do we obey? The king of the universe, celebrating the Sabbath, or a Roman emperor, Constantine, who made this law, this Sunday law? Whom do we follow? The king of the Roman Empire or the king of the universe? One is the origin, the other is a false Sabbath, a spurious Sabbath. Whom do you follow?